Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Your daily dose of resilience, wisdom, and a whole lot of real talk. Today's topic? Learning to forgive yourself and others. Because let's be honest, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It just hurts you in the end, right? Ever felt that knot in your stomach when you think about a past wrong? That simmering anger, resentment, maybe even shame. Yeah, we've all been there. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of negativity. It's about taking back your power and choosing peace over pain. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Avery, that's easier said than done, hear me out. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and sometimes a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your forgiveness journey. 1. Understand the power of perspective. Think about this, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, we stumble, we mess up. When someone wrongs us, it can be easy to see them as the villain and ourselves as the victim. But what if we shifted our perspective? What if we saw their actions not out of malice but perhaps from a place of fear, insecurity, or even just plain ignorance? This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help soften the edges of anger and resentment. 2. Practice self-forgiveness. This one's tough, right? We tend to be much harder on ourselves than we are on others. But holding on to past mistakes only keeps you stuck. Learn to acknowledge your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. You deserve it. 3. Let go of expectations. Holding on to the expectation that someone should apologize, change their behavior, or make amends can keep you tethered to the hurt. Remember, you can't control other people's actions, you can only control your own reactions. Forgiveness isn't about them changing, it's about you choosing peace. 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps you trapped in a cycle of pain. Try to bring your attention to the present moment. What are you grateful for right now? What can you do today to make yourself happy? Shifting your focus to the good things in your life can help break the grip of negativity. 5. Remember, forgiveness is a gift. It's not just about letting go of anger, it's about freeing yourself from its shackles. It's about choosing compassion over bitterness and peace over pain. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself, a chance to start anew, to heal, and to move forward with lightness in your heart. Think about that time someone wronged you deeply. Maybe a friend betrayed your trust or a loved one hurt you without apology. How did holding on to that anger affect your life? You know that feeling when you can't let go, when every interaction feels tainted by bitterness? That's the weight of unforgiveness. Now imagine letting go of that burden. Imagine releasing those chains and stepping into freedom. You might be thinking, Avery, this sounds amazing, but I don't even know where to begin. Trust me, you don't have to become a saint overnight. Start small. Maybe write down your feelings about the situation, let it all out. Then try to see things from the other person's perspective. Was there something they might be going through? Could there be an explanation for their actions? Even if you never get an apology, even if they never change, choosing forgiveness is a powerful step towards healing and peace. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. It's okay to have setbacks, to feel anger or resentment sometimes. Just don't let those emotions control you. Keep practicing, keep striving for that lighter heart, and remember you are worthy of forgiveness and freedom. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, let go of the past, and choose peace today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep your armor strong and your hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.